Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, March 20th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. Today, we are welcoming into the studio, after a long absence, we're very happy to welcome in Lisa Kubis, Executive Director of Visit Rome, Wisconsin. Lisa, so good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks. Good morning. It's nice to be back.
It's been a little while, but this is old hat for you and I. We've done this plenty of times. We do want to shout out Jillian, who usually joins us and everything, and appreciate her being here, and we want to send a very big shout out to our sponsors, Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, who give us the opportunity to put the spotlight on the Rome area and really talk about some of the cool, fun things going on over in that area. I want to tell everybody right now, though, we're going to scratch the surface, but there are so many other things to enjoy and love about the Rome area. You can find out more about those at visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. There are a lot of cool things coming up, though, right around the corner, and we're going to get into some of those. And Lisa, one of the things we really want to put a focus on today is the Nakusa Walleye Days.
Right.
One of our signature events in the area.
Oh, yeah. Starts this Saturday through April 13th. Just a great event in Nakusa. We recently actually, as a side note, went to the Wisconsin Fishing Expo and found, we've learned more and more that Lake Peatonwell and the whole Wisconsin River just is pretty world-class fishing. So, opportunity for people to catch some very large fish and win some prizes. Within the Walleye Days, there's a kids fishing tournament on the 12th, and then the Jim Freeman Memorial Tournament on the 13th.
It's, as I said, one of the signature events in the area, and I mean central Wisconsin, not just Nakusa or the Rome area or anything. Not only do you have people from Port and Point and Wausau and Marshfield coming to this event, but you got people out of state coming to this. It's a big event. And with that being said, when we have out-of-towners coming in and everything, I always like to encourage people, locals, to treat these people well. You want them to come back. It's a big part of our economy and helps a lot of our local businesses out quite a bit. So that being said, this is also one of the most fun events we have, too, because I got at least a handful of friends that are a part of this event every year just so they know they're going to fish at least once this year. Because it can be tougher as you get older to get out there. You know, you get so much and personal, you know, family and everything. Yep. This is an opportunity not only to do all that, but to kind of combine those worlds, bring the family with you, bring the kids down. It's always been cool to me, the fishing tournament. I was a little kid, and I got to be a part of that when I first moved here, and it was my early days of learning to fish, and it really did help me fall in love with the sport, where I saw my papa doing it, and I was trying to be like him and everything, and I saw these other adults doing it. So when you bring the kids down, it's a fun event, and they're going to have a good time, but you're also helping this sport stay alive, and in the hobby and the fun of fishing, keeping around and everything. As we have less and less of this stuff kind of happening more, we need more and more people to pay attention to that and do that, and also have a good time. And I don't want to take away from this either, because a couple of those friends I mentioned, Lisa, are also very competitive people. And I know how much we love fishing. It's fun. It's relaxing. And it's also, you know, there's a little bit of bragging rights involved in that one. And with that being said, there's the Jim Freeman Memorial Tournament you mentioned there. The details of that one, it'll be April 13th, 10 to 3. And let's talk a little bit about the prizes that can be awarded, Lisa.
Yeah, so first place is $2,500. Second place it's a $500 gift card, $500 cash, and Jacoby custom pool cue, if you're familiar with those, world-class pool cues. Third place is a $300 gift card, $200 cash, and a guided fishing trip.
And just talking about these prizes real quick, I don't know many times where I've ever seen something and I'm like, I'm not sure if I want first or second or third prize.
Right.
They're all really cool and they're all very unique. They go all out on these prizes. They do. They go all in on these. A shout out to the sponsors and everybody involved in this these great days, because that is one of the bigger prize packages I've ever seen with stuff. And they do this every year like this. That third place prize, $300 gift cards, $200 cash, that's a really cool combination right there. But that guy fishing trip from Forseer, like we got to talk with them a little bit ago and everything. Good. They had them on the show and incredible people, just great people.
Right.
And growing up around lakes and thinking I know quite a bit about stuff. And then I talked to somebody like that and I know nothing. Like they know everything. They're incredibly intelligent. That right there is a huge package and worth quite a bit, I'll say. Second prize, again, the gift cards and the cash, a great combination there. But Jacoby Custom Cues, one of our longtime standing local businesses that we love promoting and talking about any chance we get. I've used those cues before. They're the best cues I've ever had. They're the best cues I've ever used, best I've seen. They have such cool and interesting designs to them. I can't imagine one of those custom cues costs. I've never actually purchased one. I've only used them from friends and everything. So that alone is a pretty good package, let alone the cash and the gift cards. And then that first place prize is beautiful. Nobody can turn that down. Some really nice prizes. I just wanted to take a moment and shout out the businesses, the sponsors, everybody that makes that happen. That is pretty cool. And again, with the kids fishing tournament, the real prize there is continuing this hobby and this sport to another generation and really, you know, infusing that in them.
Correct. There's so, lots of prizes for kids, though. They're not listed here, but lots of prizes for the kids to win as well.
We encourage you to make plans and find out more by going to fornacusa.org. That's fornacusa.org. Head on over there, check this out, and keep making plans for this event and everybody, because we want to see you down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sand Valley has a hiring event coming up, Lisa, that we wanted to know.
Right. Sand Valley this Saturday from 10 to 1. It's having a hiring event, so if you're looking for seasonal or even year-round employment, bring your resume. That'll be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you have questions prior, you can email employment@sandvalley.com, but if you're looking for a fun, very exciting place to work with lots of good people, I would highly recommend.
I've known a couple people that work over there, and they rave about it. They really enjoyed it. One person was in was going to school at Point and went to work over there and really enjoyed their time here in state and in this area, in part because of working at Sand Valley and the people they met and all that. They made some great connections and some lifetime friends over there. The way they were treated by their employers also was a huge part of that. And I've heard some great things about the people over at Sand Valley and the way they're treating our community, putting into our community. And having events like this really are a great opportunity for you to, you don't have to take my word for it. Go ahead and talk to them yourself. Find out for yourself about these things. Certainly any age is really open to this, but I got to tell you, if you are somebody like I mentioned there, who's in this area going to Mid-State or Point or something like that, or if you're somebody who is graduating high school or something, like, there's a lot of room for you to grow in this industry. Just getting your foot in the door at Sand Valley. It's a great opportunity.
Great opportunity for high school kids as well for the summer, if you know you're interested in caddying, or retirees as well.
And again, if you have questions or want to know more, you can email them employment@sandvalley.com, employment@sandvalley.com. Another job fair coming up over at Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah, it's that time of year. So Lake Arrowhead is having their job fair March 24th. So that's Monday from 3:30 to 5:30, and then next Saturday, the 29th, from 10 to noon. Kind of the same format, bring your resume. There'll be people interviewing right on site. And again, there's full-time, part-time, seasonal, year-round. So another great employer in the Rome area.
It's a wonderful opportunity to speak directly with department managers and human resources people, explore part-time, full-time, seasonal, all the different types of work that there's available over there. Doing this kind of work myself in the past, I know that I started at seasonal and got brought on to be part-time. So there's that opportunity that might be available. You just don't know until you put yourself out there and really find out. Shout out to Lake Arrowhead hosting this. We know that there's a lot of people out there in that realm that could really use these opportunities. So make sure to make plans for that Lake Arrowhead Job Fair happening March 24th, 3:30, then 5:30, and March 29th will go from 10 to noon over at 1195 Apache Lane in beautiful Rome, Wisconsin. Live music at Sherwood Lodge coming up. Man, we love live music.
Oh, I know. Rome's just the place for live music. Yes. So, I mean, with the summer gearing up, I mean, it's still obviously indoor live music, but so Lake Sherwood Lodge, March 29th, that's next Saturday from 4 to 7, featuring Mike Nanstead, who's a Central Wisconsin native, who plays acoustic guitar, is known for classic country, rock, artists like Tom Petty, Eric Clapton, and Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, if there's a guitar involved, Mike can do it. Like, he's good. He has a great job, a great voice, and a great way of bringing his own, you know, kind of vibe to these songs, these classics that we know so well. And he can go from Jimmy Buffett to Tom Petty. Like, he's very good at this. A great act to be able to see. And you can see him live at Sherwood Lodge March 29th. He'll have a 4 o'clock show and a 7 o'clock show. It doesn't look like you need tickets or anything for that. When you show up, you should be able to take in the show. The Rome Indoor Farmers Market, Makers Market, I'm sorry, is coming up. A little bit different than a farmers market. I want to make sure to make that known. Because Makers Market, we don't get to talk about these very often. It's a really cool one coming up to Rome.
Right. So what we used to call it a farmers market, just kind of as a pickup from the summer. But, I mean, with it being winter, there's really not a lot of fresh produce available. So we thought more appropriate to call it a makers market. Some of those same vendors, though, that are at the farmers market. So that happens April 11th from noon to 3. And then just wanted to mention that the outdoor farmers market starts May 23rd. So
good to know.
Everyone's always excited for
very.
The opening of that.
My mother will meet you there. Yes. Very excited about it. And a shout out to all these businesses and everybody that are a part of this. A big thank you to the Rome area supporting our ag industry, supporting our creative art industry, and the people that work, you know, the vendors and everything. They have they don't have a ton of opportunities to do this. So every opportunity they have, indoor markets like this, really is noteworthy. It really does. It is the definition of buying local, supporting local.
Oh, for sure.
It really is.
And that takes place at our Rome Town Hall
at
1146 Alpine Drive.
Any chance to shout out that town? I'm just a sucker for that town hall. I love that town hall. The Easter egg hunt. Speaking of, the Easter egg hunt, we used to, I don't know if they do it anymore, but they used to have an Easter hug in the town hall.
When I was little
and I first moved here, I know they had at least one there.
But I
remember because my sister beat me badly at it. She had like 20 eggs and I had one or something like that. We have another Easter egg hunt coming up at Tri Norris Park on April 12th. It is that time of year as we're getting ready for these. A fun one coming up at Tri Norris.
Yeah, Tri Norris Park. I think this is their second annual, so they just started it last year. So that's April 12th from 10 to 1. It's a great setting, just a beautiful park with a lodge, and they're going to serve breakfast. Breakfast begins at 9:30 a.m., and then the hunt is from 10 to 1.
It's a fun time for the kids, and you get to be able to sit back and relax and not only have a beautiful, a backdrop to all of this at Tri Norris, because it is so beautiful over there, but also being able to, you know, maybe see some friends or family or something like that and know that your kids are having fun and you don't have to pick up. It's a great event, and we appreciate our friends over at Tri Norris hosting this one. April 12th, their Easter egg hunt will be taking place. And it is free to attend. It is free for all the children. It's free for all the children. I want to make sure to mention that.
Correct.
Lake Arrowhead has an Easter egg hunt coming up.
Yeah, another. Lake Arrowhead has been doing this for many, many years. So another Easter egg hunt on April 14th. You're surely welcome to come out and do both. The Easter Bunny will be there. The hunt is on the Pines Driving Range, open to both members of Lake Arrowhead and the public. Starts at 10 a.m. sharp.
It's going to be another fun one, another great opportunity for the kids, with the Tri Norris one being April 12th and this one being April 14th. Kind of take both in if you want. You can kind of do both if you'd like to. And I don't want to skate past this. They do have the Easter Bunny there. That is pretty unique. They do have the Easter Bunny. That is pretty fantastic. Did I say something wrong, Lisa?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I didn't get anything wrong there. The Easter Bunny going to be there. That is pretty cool. So good for them to have that. And make plans to go ahead and attend the Lake Arrowhead Easter Egg Hunt April 14th. Easter Brunch at Lake Arrowhead is also taking place. That'll be April 20th, though.
Correct. So the next weekend, this is a very traditional Easter Egg Brunch that Lake Arrowhead has been putting on for, again, many, many years.
Oh, yeah, long time.
At the Lake Arrowhead Clubhouse, 9:30 to 12:30. Definitely make a reservation, because I think that most of the time they are booked.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a reservation by contacting Donna at 715-325-2915 or emailing banquets@lakearrowheadgolf.com.
encourage you to do that, everybody. Again, think about how nice Easter can be when you don't have to do the dishes. Not for nothing, amazing food over there. They've got some great chefs over there, and they really go all out. That carving station, I've seen it before. It's really nice. They do a really nice job over there with that. And be sure to check it out. Easter brunch at Lake Arrowhead, April 20th. One of our favorite groups of people to talk to, along with our friends at Visit Rome, is the group at the Historic Point Boss. We always like to shout them out and appreciate the work that they're doing over there, keeping history alive and well. And we'll talk about them. One of the last things we're going to do to wrap up, their campfire cooking is coming up on April 26th.
Right. We, like you guys, just love Point Boss. Hmm. So many unique events that we help them try to promote as well. On April 26th, it's campfire cooking. That's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So the workshop will concentrate on cooking methods and foods used by our ancestors. It will be conducted by the staff there with assistance from others who have expertise in this area. Cost is $15. The class does have a maximum class size of 15. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, I would suggest registering pretty quickly.
Yeah, I would encourage you to do that too, everybody. It's just that way you know it's done. You can go to historicpointboss.com to reach out to them to find out more. They have a Facebook page as well. You can reach out to them on and find out more if you need to register, all of those things. You're going to be going over not only the basics of fire building and campfiring and open hearth cooking, but you're also going to be doing this with locals and people that really know their stuff. And getting a chance to keep history alive. You're investing in your community. You're investing in your community's future just by attending this event and maybe learning some cool stuff part of it as well. We appreciate the gang over there at Historic Point Boss and doing this event. That's a fun one of their more fun ones, too, that they do over there. Find out more at historicpointboss.com, historicpointboss.com. Lisa, it is that time. We are wrapping up already. We're getting so close to the end. And I wanted to take a little bit of time for this next one because I didn't get a chance to do a lot of digging on this topic, but okay. What I found was really cool. I think this is interesting. Link the Lakes project starting this spring. Can you tell us what this is?
Yeah, so this has been many years in the making. Just addressing a safer place to cross Highway 13 or a safer way to cross State Highway 13 and really improved connectivity throughout the town of Rome, as many of you know. Mm-hmm. Half of Rome is on one side of State Highway 13 and half is on the other side. So this is a project that will start this spring. It consists of a tunnel under State Highway 13, right in the area of Avocados, just right outside of their parking lot. So a tunnel under Highway 13, and then there'll be a pedestrian path from the west side of that tunnel to our town center. And that'll include a bridge over the 14 Mile Creek as well.
Right.
So really just a way for, it started off as a safety, project. So very involved with the Department of Transportation and the DNR. So, we're finally ready to start this project this spring.
Well, I haven't gotten to do a ton of digging on this particular one. I've done a lot on this subject. And when this is done in rural communities or bigger cities, they've done this a lot down south where they, and a lot of the reason they did it was safety as well, but safety for the animals. This was an underpass where a lot of deer and a lot of animals use it instead of trying to cross the street. Animals, you know, have evolved a little bit to learn, hey, those machines, I don't want anything to do with those. So they use these passes as well.
Sure.
Along with the way that this, I think, is an opportunity to make that area, it's a beautiful area, make it even nicer. You know, along with, of course, in first and foremost, the safety factor in this. It has other advantages to it, doing something like this. And I will tell you, this is not the only area that's going to be doing something like this. Other cities are talking about doing more and more of these kind of things, especially those cities like ours here in Rapids that run into train issues from time to time. So this is a subject that's not, you know, going anywhere. And honestly, what's happening with this project, I don't want to say it's a guinea pig, but a lot of people are paying attention to see how it's being done and the logistics and some of that, because, hey, can that work in my community? As a lot more places are looking at doing this, I'm not sure if a lot of places will be able to, but I know a lot of people are talking about it, a lot of thinking about it. And I really do think it's also another great example of, hey, we see an issue, let's do something about this. Mm-hmm. Let's do something about this. And just people coming together and making that happen. Working with our DNR and our local, our state, of course, obviously, but, making this happen on a real grassroots level in a lot of ways.
Yeah, we're extremely excited.
It's a fun project, and I'm looking forward to seeing how this grows and kind of watching as it develops and everything, because I'm also a construction kid, and I just find that stuff interesting. So that's going to be very interesting. The Lakes Project, is there a website? Is there any way we can find out more about this, Lisa?
We do have a landing page on our website, visitrealmwi.com, and if you click on the initiatives tab, you'll be able to find information.
Just as Lisa was saying that, I just flipped right over there, and there it is right there. You can check it out yourself, everybody. Along with, as I warned you in the beginning of this, they've got grant programming, workforce development, a great blog, an online store. Get some of the merch. Get some Visit Rome apparel. There are so many things over there at the website and so many great things going on in the Rome area. We thank you, Lisa, and your team over there helping us spend some time on Rome and visiting Rome a little bit.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us to spread the word.
And we appreciate our friends over in Nakusa Port Edward State Bank sponsoring this segment. A big shout out to them. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community, and visit our friends in Rome at visitromewi.com. visitromewi.com. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.